What a wonderful thing to hear of the preeminence of Christ. And I thought, as our brother was speaking and before he got up here this evening, you may be here, and you may say, Brother Tony, Brother Chuck, Emil, you don't know the circumstances that I face in my life. You don't know what is before me. You don't know the difficulties of the area. You don't know the great changes that the Lord is going to have to make that I might be able to serve Him. And I want to tell you tonight, there's a greater thing than the Lord changing the circumstances you're in. Can I say that again? There's a greater thing than the Lord changing the circumstances that you're surrounded with. The Lord wants to change you. That's greater than changing all the circumstances in the world. Do you know what that will do? That will set you free, dear young person, to be what the Lord wants you to be. Paul was a man that was faced with awful things in his lifetime. And he has come and he has given to us a record of how he faced the difficulties of his life. I want you to open your Bible to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians is not a book of deep doctrine. Philippians is not a book that we look to find all of the deep things of Scripture. Philippians is a book of Christian life lived here. Philippians is a book that tells us of a man that said, I want to magnify Christ in my life. Now that's the great question we have for you tonight. Is that your desire? That Christ would be magnified in your life? I'm going to tell you something. If that is the desire of your heart, you're not going to have any problem trying to equate sports and legitimate things and putting this list here and putting this list here and saying, Lord, help me separate these things out. No. If the Lord Jesus is preeminent, He will be the one that will be the enabler for you to be able to set what needs to be set right. And then to look at other things that other Christians are doing, that other brothers and sisters in the meeting that you come from are free to do, and you will be able to say, well, I'm fine that they do that. God has enabled me by His grace, and you wouldn't say it, I know, publicly, to be able to set those things aside in my life. Philippians chapter 1, God is my record. Verse 8, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all discernment or judgment. What is discernment? What is knowledge? I believe knowledge is what we gain as we study the Word of God, as we have this time. But along with knowledge, God says, I want my children to have discernment. I want them to be able to rightly apply the word that I have given them to the circumstances that they're in their lives today. In knowledge and in all judgment, that you may be able to approve things that are excellent. You say, that's not difficult. Well, if I don't have Christ before me, it will be difficult. I won't be able to do that. I'll be the one that's caught in that struggle trying to decide which way I should go. But when the Lord Jesus is before us, and I love what our brother has said, these things are not for old people. These are for the children of God, and you and I fit into that category. Whether I'm here as 15, 18, 20, or in my case 60, they still apply. That you may approve things that are excellent. What about things that aren't excellent? Am I waiting for the Lord to come in and take those away? Well, dear young person, you'll wait a lifetime. If you're waiting for the Lord to come into your life and take the things out of it that He's waiting for you to take out of it, you'll wait a lifetime. We are to lay aside the sin which doth so easily beset us, and the weights that are there. The Lord is going to lay a weight aside for you? I don't think so. The Lord is saying to you, my child, I want you to lay aside that weight, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. And filled with what? Filled with this world. Young people, it's a world that is going on to judgment. And before you get all wrapped up in its sports and everything else that is here, always keep that in mind. It has only one portion, and that is judgment. That's what awaits this world. And you and I have been left here to be Gideons. We've been left here to carry Christ through this godless world, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. What world am I living for? Which world has preeminence with me? I have to answer that, and you do. And the one sitting beside you can't answer it. But if you are putting the preeminence on the wrong world, my dear young friend, you're on a dead end. The pathway of blessing is when Jesus Christ is the preeminent one with me and with you. It is the way of blessing. It is that the God of glory can bless. He can't come in and bless what is not of Him. He will not compromise His standards for one of us. Do I realize that? He won't lower the bar a little bit and say, well, I know He's doing the best He can, but He's mixed up with the wrong company. He's been looking at the wrong things. She's been going with the wrong people. No. He will not lower His standard. It remains here. And there will be those who will walk according to it. And the great question at this conference this year is, am I one of them? Is that appeal to me? Paul could say, I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened to me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. Do we stop and think for a moment of the things that had happened to this man? You read sometime in Corinthians of the nights and the days and the deep and the beatings and the whippings and the scourgings and of all that this man went through. And so often is our prayer, Lord, these circumstances are against me. Change them. And the Lord says, no, my dear child, I want to change you. I want you to be able to prove me. I want you, in those wretched circumstances, in those difficult times, I want you to be able to prove that I am sufficient, that I am the enabler, that I am the one that gave Gideon all that he needed. And as I was yesterday, so I am today. The things which happened unto me have fallen out rather under the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ, we know what that means. He was in a dungeon. He was in a prison.